You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
Good evening, Earthlings, and welcome back to another otherworldly episode of Monsters Among Us Jr. My name's Delaney Bowers, and I'll be one of your co-pilots for tonight's interdimensional journey. My fellow cosmonaut, Derek Hayes, is still in the quarantine bay after his run-in with that giant tentacled organism. But he'll be back in just a few minutes, I think. In the meantime, let's strap on our anti-gravity boots, set our phasers to stun, and open the airlock to see what awaits us on the other side. Mara and Kyla from Washington State are already two steps ahead of me. Let's go, girls.
Hello, Derek, or Delaney. This is Mara
and Kyla.
We wanted to report two UFO sightings that happened just yesterday. So I saw the first one with Kyla.
And I found two that were following the one that Mara found.
So me and Kyla are outside on the side of my house. I live in Tri-Cities, Washington, by the way. And we were watching the beautiful night sky, which barely had any clouds. That's when I noticed a moving star, which at first looked like a satellite since it had no blinking lights, made no noise, plus looked kind of small. I was like, oh my gosh, it's a UFO, to Kyla, just joking around. I had my tablet at the time, so I grabbed it to take a video in case there really was one, but it was very short and just pitch black. It was a bad recording. Then, like 3 seconds later, it went so fast and just
disappeared.
It was so cool.
Like, amazing. Yeah. Now my part. So Mara went inside
to go tell my parents, sadly.
And I was looking outside for more UFOs when I saw two UFOs darting across the night sky. Like it was following the UFO that Mara saw.
Also, just in case you didn't know, a couple sightings were on the news at Richland, which is very close to where I live. Anyway, love Monsters Among Us and Monsters Among Us Jr. I've been listening to it for a while, and my mom got me hooked up into it, and I was so excited when she told me that there was Monsters Among Us Jr. Anyway, thank you so much for putting our sighting on the Monsters Among Us Jr. podcast. Anyway,
bye!
Well, back home in Appalachia, we'd call this type of encounter a twofer. Two UFO sightings for the price of one. You can't get a better deal than that. Mara and Kyla also mentioned similar UFO reports coming from the nearby town of Richland, Washington. Those witnesses claim that in the early morning hours of September 10th, 2024, a loud, unexplained rumbling caused an entire neighborhood to shake, startling families and frightening pets. Some folks pointed to low-flying aircraft as a potential cause for the disturbance, but other witnesses weren't entirely convinced. Interestingly enough, Richland, along with Kennewick and Pasco, Washington, make up the Tri-Cities metropolitan area. And wouldn't you believe it, the Tri-Cities is one of the hottest spots in the state for UFO sightings. So, Mara and Kyla, keep those peepers peeled for more galactic goodies, and thank you both so much for calling in. Now excuse me as I hop out of the commander seat and pass the controls over to Derek Hayes.
I moved my seat around. Thank you, Delaney. Well, children, I hope the Meemaw didn't scare you too badly, because I have something sinister in store for you. And I need you to be brave. Carrington, from Florida. Welcome to Monsters Among Us, Junior.
Hi, Derek. I'm Carrington calling in from Florida, and I am telling my story that happened to me 2 years back, or one. We were coming back from a road trip, I believe, and I saw something. We were on the highway. I saw something going above the city, and it looked like it was moving at the same pace as our car. It looked metallic, kind of like the old corny alien like UFO photos. It looked metallic, oval, and it was going at the same speed as our car. And we went next to a truck. When we passed it, it was gone. That's my story. Goodbye.
Thank you, Carrington. Could you imagine? You're cruising down the highway and you look over, only to see some sort of smooth metallic craft keeping pace with your vehicle. Well, if you're a weird kid like I was, you probably did imagine. Because I imagine stuff like that all the time, on long road trips. I would picture this monster-like figure, sort of like a monstrous Spider-Man, that would jump from telephone pole to telephone pole as we drove past. If I couldn't see his next landing spot, game over. We lost him, and we had to start all over. But that was just in my imagination. According to Carrington, his experience was very much real. Real spooky, if you ask me. Thank you again, Carrington, for calling in. Now, if you have a true spooky story that you would like to share on Monsters Among Us, Junior, here is how you do it. But first, get your parents' permission. Then dial 833-MAU-KIDS or 833-628-5437. And if you call, remember these simple rules. Call from a quiet place. No moving cars, no busy streets, no cafeteria lunchrooms. Keep the story brief. 2 minutes or less, please. And no last names given. If you leave it, I just have to edit it out. So first names only. And like I said, get your parents' permission before calling in. Now, let's bounce this thing back over to Delaney for tonight's next slice of terror.
You know, Derek, I'd argue that our next call is more than just a slice of terror. It's the whole dang pizza pie. MAU Junior listeners, welcome back Gavin from Michigan to the show.
Hey, it's Gavin from Michigan again, and I have another weird experience that actually happened to me when I was 9, I thought you might want to hear about it. So, at the time, I was going through some family trouble, and I'm kind of convinced that something that my mother might have possibly conjured, because she believed she was a witch in many things, like that, might have attached itself to me. Because one day, when I was at my dad's house, I was going to bed, and it was about maybe 4 in the morning, something like that, pitch black, total darkness in my room. But there's just enough light filtering in from the windows that I could see, like, this black shelf on my wall. It's about 4 feet long and about 2 inches thick. It has all these little knickknacks on it. And then out of the corner of my eye, and I follow this thing with my head, there's this, I don't know how to describe it. It was almost like a Play-Doh starfish, if you will, but just made of inky black nastiness. And I just got this weird feeling about it. And I had this feeling it was watching me. And it started by one end of the left end of the shelf. And it slowly walked across the shelf. And when it got to the end of the shelf, it knocked something over. And that thing just shattered into a million pieces. Then I look at this thing, and the thing looks back at me. And it's really weird, because this thing is like maybe 4 or 5 inches tall at the most, so it's about the same size as knickknacks. And it's really creeping me out. And it starts walking back, and then it falls off the edge of this shelf. And I hear it go plop on the ground, almost like a wet sucker sound. And then my parents must have heard the thing crash on the floor, because they go to open my door, and I look back where it was. Gone. I have never seen it since. And I guess this is also the right time to mention this too. This could also be a solution to it. At the time, I just gotten back from Gettysburg in Pennsylvania, and I brought back with me an actual bullet that was fired. So I'm not sure if that could have been it, if it could have been a soldier's soul that was attached to that. I don't really know what it was. And I know it wasn't the light from outside. I have these blackout curtains that shut out almost all the light in my room. I just can't really explain it, and I thought you might want to know, Derek. And well, it was nice talking to you, and if I hear anything weird again, hope to call you soon about it. Thank you, and bye.
Hold on. Let me get this straight. Gavin witnessed what appeared to be a 5-inch-tall starfish made of inky black nastiness and Play-Doh that made a wet sucker sound after it walked off a shelf in his bedroom. I am truly at a loss for words, except for... what? I don't think I can make much sense out of what Gavin saw, but one part of this call that I can work with is the fact that Gavin tied his sighting to a physical object within his possession, a bullet discovered on the grounds of Gettysburg. And as it turns out, bullets might not be the only haunted relics that rest on that hallowed battlefield.
It's a pretty standard warning at national parks. Please don't touch the wildlife. But it looks like several people who visited Gettysburg National Military Park didn't get the message, and now they say they're cursed. According to a blog post by one of the park's rangers, every few months, they'll get a package in the mail containing rocks that visitors have taken from the site. And these packages are usually accompanied by letters begging the rangers to put the stones back in their rightful places because they believe they're cursed. The notes claim that ever since the stones were removed from Gettysburg, terrible things have happened to their owners, from serious health problems to failed relationships and even prison time. One letter read, in part, "We didn't know then how the removal of those stones would affect our lives, and we didn't know they were cursed. I'm sorry that we had taken them." According to federal regulations, visitors can be penalized for possessing, destroying, injuring, defacing, removing, digging, or disturbing from its natural state a mineral resource or cave formation or the parts thereof.
That clip comes to us from Scripps News over on YouTube. So, Gavin, take your pick between an interdimensional entity or a fallen soldier with a bone to pick. It's a toughie, but we still thank you for calling in. Well, listeners, I'm off to take a nap in my hyperbaric sleeping chamber. Derek, it's all you, buddy.
Thanks, Delaney. And hello, worms and germs. Boy, do I have something spooky for you. Not one Shadow Man. Not two Shadow Men. But here with 3 Shadow Man experiences is Eva from the Empire State of New York.
Hi, Monsters Among Us crew. My name is Ava, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm from Buffalo, New York. I want to tell you about the 3 times I saw shadow figures. The first one was when I was on the couch and I was sleeping. And I woke up and I turned over and I saw a shadow figure looking at me over the couch, and it had long, creepy fingers. The second one was while I was playing in the rain with my little brother, and we were walking down the street towards the pine cone tree at the end of my street. And when we got towards the end of the street, we saw a shadow figure, and when we got towards it, it disappeared. And the third one was when I was on the way to Salem, Massachusetts this spring. And it was a snowstorm late at night, and we're looking out the window, and I saw a tall shadow figure on the side of the road, and we're getting out the throughway. And when I looked back, it disappeared. Thank you. My mom and I love your show so much. Thanks.
Thank you, Eva. 3 times. And I haven't even seen one once. Now, after hearing all 3 of these Shadow Men accounts, which do you think would be worse? To see one while road tripping? To see one at the end of your road? Or having one of these things watch you while you're trying to sleep? I think I know which one I'd avoid. I have a hard enough time catching some Z's. And thank you again, Eva. Do let us know if you see them again.
The reason I can do that is that I leverage my...
You're one of the first 14 callers.
Imagine for a minute, imagine the best version of you, where you look and feel your best self, where your confidence shines through every day. This is how your skincare routine should make you feel. An easy-to-use system giving your skin exactly what it needs so you look and feel your best. Well, imagine no more, because Meaningful Beauty has arrived. Businesswoman, entrepreneur, and supermodel Cindy Crawford founded Meaningful Beauty with world-renowned cosmetic specialist Dr. Sabah to share his age maintenance-focused skincare treatments and formulas. Cindy has been consistently using this breakthrough age maintenance system to protect her skin and prevent premature signs of aging for over 20 years. If there's proof of the power of consistent age maintenance, you only have to look at Cindy. She's not gorgeous for her age, she's just gorgeous. Inside and out, she's a shining example of a never-too-early, never-too-late to start an age maintenance practice that meaningfully embraces your age. Nature provides ways to protect us from the environment, and Meaningful Beauty's secret is a unique and powerful antioxidant derived from a genetically rare melon found only in the south of France, a region known for women having beautiful skin. I love the 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system featuring effective serums, treatments, and creams formulated to work together to provide exactly what you need to achieve a more radiant, youthful appearance. Personally, I've been really loving the Youth Activating Melon Serum. It smells so delicious, feels incredible, and my skin looks amazing. And I've been getting so many compliments on how my skin has been looking recently. Over 5 million women have used Meaningful Beauty for its innovative formulas that help achieve radiant, younger-looking skin and hair so you can look and feel your best at every age. That gives you confidence to go out and live your life fully, whatever that means to you. Amazingly, after using Meaningful Beauty for 8 weeks, 100% of women said their skin looks vibrant and bright. It's never too late and it's never too early to start taking care of your skin. Try the Meaningful Beauty 7-piece deluxe face and neck skincare system for 60 days. If you're not completely satisfied, just return the bottles, even if empty, and get your money back. And remember, your confidence is beautiful too. Tomorrow's gorgeous starts today. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. Go to meaningfulbeauty.com/glow to receive 25% off and get the targeted treatment duo gift set for free. meaningfulbeauty.com/glow.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wanting to be teamed up with the guy that he know he's going to be able to make.
See, the grain was into that.
Well, I guess that means that I'm closing this thing out, because this is tonight's final entry. And it comes to us from the state of Indiana. please welcome Leo to the program.
Hey, Derek, it is Leo from Northwest Indiana, and I'm calling for like a ghostly experience, like I guess you call it. I was around 7 when this happened. Right now I'm 13. So I was at my grandfather's house. It was like 3 a.m. and I was sleeping. And I had this dream about this guy. He was in a rocking chair that was there outside of my dream. It was like, my bed was in like the middle of the room, and there was like an arch all around it. And then there was a rocking chair in the corner. And in my dream, he was in the corner of a rocking chair, and he was telling me things, like he was describing it, like down to the very last detail. He would like explain things to me. There were like mundane things, like I would go to the kitchen and grab water, and after I would do those things, I would get strange feeling of deja vu. Like in the coming years, he would explain things to me, and I was 7, and I didn't really know what they meant. So, whenever I would do something, and I remember, oh no. Happened in my dream, and eventually it got really weird, and then I saw a photo of my great-grandpa. He was a chef, and he looked exactly like the man in my dream. It was very, very surreal. The man in my dream, he had a chef, like a polo, I guess you would call it, like a white button-up. And he looked exactly like the man of my dreams, my great-grandpa. And it was just really freaky. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Leo. You know, I suppose if you're going to be haunted by anyone in your dreams, may as well be family. And I found it really interesting that he was trying to teach you things, Leo. You mentioned that he explained things to you. That's not something you hear in ghost stories all that often. Sounds like a movie, even, or a cartoon. A chef ghost telling his great-grandson how to cook. Actually, it sounds like a sequel to Ratatouille. Either way, it's a great story, Leo, and I think you're lucky that you got to spend some time with your great-grandfather, even if it was in spirit form. I've never really got to know any of mine. So in a sense, I'm a little bit jealous. Thanks again for calling in. And thank you, dear listener, for tuning in. Delaney and I cannot thank you enough for hanging out with us here this evening. And of course, we expect to see you back here next week when we return with a chilling new installment of Monsters Among Us Jr. Until then, Monsters Among Us Jr. was written and produced by Derek Hayes and Delaney Bowers. Copyright Red Grow Media. Additional support is provided by Sarah Carter Hayes. All media used in this production is done so under the protection of fair use. Be sure to follow Monsters Among Us Jr. on Instagram and Facebook. If you enjoyed the show, give us a rate and review anywhere you can. Apple, Amazon, wherever that sort of thing's allowed. We can always use the help. And don't forget about my film, Shadows in the Desert, High Strangeness in the Borrego Triangle. It's appropriate for all ages and makes a great watch for the spooky season. Now finally, tonight's score was provided by Iron Cthulhu Apocalypse, Co.ag Music, and Carl Casey at White Bat Audio. And the Monsters Among Us Jr. theme was written and performed by Ali Mamarian. Thank you again for joining us tonight. On behalf of my co-pilot, I wish you a good night, and keep it spooky.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.